Moncrief on News Talk.
That cold weather is biting outside, and I'm sure many listeners would be reaching for their winter woolies. But with complex labelling, how can you know if what you're buying is genuinely wool rich, and how exactly should you care for your woolen garments so they don't get wrecked? Joining me now is environmental activist Moya Dugan, who runs the Environmental AD Sustainable Fashion Media account. Fáilte ró, Moya, conas atá tú.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm delighted to have you on because there's a lot going on with what we're our clothes and what's being sold on the high street at the minute. I think people are having the wool pulled over their eyes. Sorry for the pun, I had to do it. How can people tell that they're actually buying, you know, a wool-rich garment, and why are wool-rich garments better than a synthetic garment in these winter months?
So unfortunately, you are absolutely right. We are quite literally having the fake wool, the polyester pulled over our eyes, because I always think of it in terms of labelling like you see on food. So if you have a chocolate bar, in order to be called a chocolate bar, it needs to have a certain amount of cocoa in the bar, right? But the same legislation doesn't apply for garments and clothing. So you'll walk into a shop and you'll see, oh, woolen jumper, and you would be forgiven for thinking, oh, well, it must be a wool jumper, that's good quality, because we're thought that wool is good, and it is. But what you need to do is you need to look at the interior labeling, and that will give you the makeup. Again, like on food labels, the most amount of something will be the first thing listed. So if you're seeing something that says 60% polyester, 40% wool, you know that really what you're buying is a fossil fuel jumper, because that's what polyester and acrylics and nylons all are. They're plastics, which are fossil fuels. And wool is incredible because it comes from the sheep, and you don't need to be splashing out on cashmere or merino. The humble sheep does just as well.
And there's a lot of options secondhand as well. I know that's something that you really champion, and there's a lot more availability with wool because of what we're seeing now on the high street, as you said, and with fast fashion and production, things are being made a lot more cheaply, a lot quicker to meet the demand. So maybe secondhand is sometimes the best option for your winter woolies.
I absolutely always think so. I always say secondhand first, and if you can't find it secondhand, then go and buy new if you need to. But my granny and my aunties, I am very lucky to have some fabulous knitters in my family, but I own garments. I own knitted jumpers that my granny, who I never met, made. But I have a jumper that has lasted the test of time because it was looked after. And the same is not going to be said for maybe grandchildren in the future, in maybe like 60 years time, because polyester and acrylic aren't going to last past maybe a couple of months or a few washes. And wool definitely takes that little bit more care. But if you do look after it, it will repay you and will last for literally several lifetimes.
Okay, speaking of care then, how can we take care of our woolies and our jumpers? How can we make sure they stand the test of time, as you're saying?
Honestly, with your wool, you do not need to wash it as much as you think. So I would always spot wash stains, a little bit of fairy liquid and a damp cloth, rub, and then hopefully let it dry and it should come out. And if it doesn't, you can hand wash things. Now, that is the gold standard for wool, but realistically, who's got the time to be hand washing their jumpers? So if you are throwing it into a washing machine, low and slow, a really gentle cycle, and 30 degrees max. I have lost count of the amount of cardigans and jumpers and things that I've thrown into the washing machine without thinking, and then they come out and they wouldn't fit a toddler. So low and slow, but definitely. What you can do with wool is wear a light cotton layer underneath, wear a light long sleeve layer, because sometimes wool can be itchy, and you're probably wearing a layer underneath anyway for comfort, but doing that will prolong the life cycle of your wool, because wool is wicking naturally. It comes from the sheep, it's natural, it breathes. So when you have that on, you're not going to sweat as much, or you might still sweat, but what it won't do is it won't trap the smells, it won't trap the germs. It will let them out, it will wick them out naturally. Whereas if you're wearing polyester or acrylic or these fossil fuel fashions, they trap those underneath the fabric and they eventually kind of permeate the fabric and get stuck there. Whereas with wool, they can all just fly free out of the jumper.
You mentioned the itch. What can we do about the itch for anyone who maybe has a jumper in the wardrobe and they just don't wear it because it itches them and it wrecks their head?
It kind of reminds me of being in school, you know, wearing those like horrible itchy jumpers, and it was just like the bane of your life. And I think that puts a lot of people off wool, and understandably. It's about layering, really. Like, and I think as Irish people, especially in this weather, we're so adept at layering anyway. So a good like cotton long sleeve t-shirt underneath is honestly the best way to go. And in doing that, you're prolonging the wool. Another thing I will say about washing, and so I work in costume for film and television, and thankfully, touch wood, I haven't shrunk some actor's jumper that needs to be on screen in 5 minutes yet. It might happen yet. But what we do, so we never wash their jumpers because the chances of ruining it are too high, and we need to film with it. But we have to clean them every day because we might be filming a scene over 10 days and they need to wear it. So what we do is we get a little spritzer bottle and we fill it with half water, half vodka, a few drops of tea tree, and then you spritz the underarms. So the tea tree is antibacterial, so it'll get rid of the germs, and the vodka gets rid of the smell, like the body odor smell. So that's another thing to kind of prolong, put off having to wash your wool as much.
There you go. Mind your jumpers, guys. Mind your jumpers. Moya Dugan, environmental activist and the woman behind Environmental AD on social media. Thank you so much for joining us today. Much appreciated.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.